I'm Simba.
I'm Brian. Brian Paul.
Big black strong distance does something for me. It makes my adrenaline rush. It makes my endorphins just. I just.
This is where I go on like a fucking rampage, and I just like fuck 3-4 times a day. Sometimes a different nigga, sometimes the same nigga, and I fuck him every.
Anyway, but it was cute, and I got dick down, and the rim of my vagina is swollen.
What's up, all my boys and girls of the world? It's Simba and Brian Paul here. We're back for another episode of Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. Because we're chopping it up, right? Why are you looking at me like
Hi,
that?
Hi, boys.
She loves the boys.
I do.
Why?
Because they're so cute and they have money.
All you care about is money.
Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. This is our episode 4.
Episode 4.
Nah, we getting up there. First of all, I want to say thank you for everybody who has been subscribing, liking, commenting, and following us on all social media platforms, because I know you guys needed this, so we just gave you what you needed. Please and thank me later.
We came to give you what you need. That made sense?
No.
You didn't care about that
no,
at all?
No. So, first topic, what are we talking about today? Because, you know...
Well, before we talk...
I got some shit to talk about.
Yeah, but before that, we need to get into our sponsor for the day.
Already?
It's already, because it's a drink, and we need to drink it throughout the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because I'm thirsty.
So, who is this? This is the Seamoss King. The Seamoss King. He's based in Brooklyn. He's a health fitness person. You know, he's all about that personal training and stuff to keep you good looking and all that. And he makes Seamoss made to order. His Instagram, let me get his Instagram. His Instagram is black_kung_fu_panda. Just like your pussy. Kung Fu Panda.
How you know my pussy's Kung Fu Panda?
I heard some things.
Ooh, yes. Okay, first of all, and this is Sorrel, and I really love Sorrel. So it better be good, because I really love Sorrel. Like, I really love Sorrel.
And it's made to order. I don't know if I said that already, but he makes Seamoss and he makes the sorrel made to order. It comes in bottles and wines. So, like, check it out, because I grew up, you know, West Indian, drinking sorrel all my life, so I know
what sorrel is. Let me tell you about sorrel, though. You don't know about sorrel. You know, he a West Indian, but he a mix-up. And, you know, when you mix up, you ain't really got it. Let me tell you about sorrel. I prefer sorrel over Morbi any day.
Really?
Even though I love Morbi, but I feel like Morbi has a more acquired taste. Yeah. Whereas sorrel, once it hits...
But it's funny, I drink Morbi like with no sugar, no nothing. I drink it as a cleanser. So I actually drink sorrel to like, for taste.
So, like, let me tell you something. There's something about sorrel when it hit the back of the throat. You know that, you know when it hit the little dangly thing that's in the back of your throat?
Throat for you.
What? No, I'm telling you.
It's always about a throat for you.
You know when you're drinking something and like you sucking it while you're drinking it?
Yeah.
This is what it does.
You be sucking a lot when you're drinking.
No. You know when you eating something that's good, or you drinking something that's good,
mm-hmm.
and you sucking it while you drinking it?
Yeah.
Stop playing with me.
Because the only thing that you sucking and drinking at the same time in my head is we not going to talk about that.
Nah, this is a hit. This is a hit.
No, but what I do want to talk about is...
And the fact that there's Seamoss in it, so...
Cut me off again.
People have to learn how to infuse Seamoss the right way. And I like... Even though Seamoss, people say it doesn't have a taste, I feel like it has a little bit of a taste. And I don't taste it in here, so that's great. And Seamoss has so many It has over 90 minerals, so not only does it taste good, but you're also getting what you need.
And what people don't know is, what's that in your hair right now?
Seamoss.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, we're going to talk about this later on my own personal page. But Seamoss hits, so if you can get it in, okay. You know when I do a burp what that means. It means I need some more.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Are we allowed to mix alcohol with this? Because I feel like
yes.
This is a good chaser.
It's a good with a rum.
Rum? You?
I just sour with a rum.
Guyanese people. You see what happened?
Guyanese, Jamaican, and Trini. All that. Yep. Put that up. Yep.
That's a hit. Do we have more of this?
Yeah.
You came with two?
He came with like four bottles.
Four or two?
He came with four bottles.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure, because I want to make sure that I'm pacing myself. Well, thank you, Seamoss King. I'm so happy that I don't taste it in it, because I feel like I taste it all times, but this time I don't taste it. And again, the sorrel hits. It's not too sweet. It's not too tart. It just hits the right way. And I'm getting my daily minerals, because you already know the minerals make the wop, wop, wop. No?
Not at all. But I want to talk about today, because it's my time, okay? So I was on Instagram today, right? And I was scrolling down Instagram.
Scrolling or scrolling?
Scrolling.
Oh, okay.
You know my English speaking. You know my English speaking.
I got you.
I got the words. Okay. Stop making fun of me. This is the problem with you. Is people like her when I was growing up.
Let's go.
Always
Let's
making
go.
Fun of mm-hmm, me. And it mm-hmm. hurts my feelings. And I don't like you.
All right. Stay focused. Thank you.
Wow. Anyway. So I was scrolling down Instagram. And I seen Candy from Housewives. And she was posting a bunch of like candy dicks. Because, you know, she got her sex line. And I was like, yo, that woman is really like a beast when it comes to sex. Like, nobody is really messing with her when it comes to like sex and talking about sex and stuff. Like, period. I'm sorry. You don't agree?
I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want a skinny bitch telling me she makes the best fried chicken. You know? Like, don't do that. Because, bitch, you ain't eating no fried chicken. Because if you was eating fried chicken, I'll be able to see it on you. Okay? Okay? I don't want a bitch who's boy-headed talking about, oh, come by this Seamoss for hair. Bitch, you ain't got no hair. So when I see Candy, she just don't give me sexy. She don't give me, ooh, like, ah, like. So to me, it's like somebody's auntie that is still fucking, that shouldn't be fucking, selling sex toys. It just don't hit for me.
I think Candy gives it sometimes, like, Candy, first of all, she got body. Like, she's one of those natural body girls. Like, she's real curvy. And so when she does it, like, when she do it, it get done, two sticks in her bun. You feel me? Like, when she do it, it get done. Like, and Candy's a bad bitch.
It doesn't hit for me. I'm sorry. Every time I see her, I think, hey, Auntie Nancy. Like, she's not hitting. I don't know if it's a southern accent. I don't know if it's just, like, the southern appeal. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's not sexy.
Do you watch the show?
I don't watch the show because I cannot stand that show.
First of all,
it's trash.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I'm not saying that they don't get their viewership, but I feel like all I do is talk about sex. Okay, fine, whatever. But to see women over the age of 40 and y'all fighting and it's always a this or that, it's too much for me. Like, the bitches I know who are successful and doing their thing, they're not fighting each other.
You can't say that if you don't watch the show. Why? Because you're basing it off of what you see on, like, Instagram, or that's coming up on these things, and you're seeing these scenes.
I've only seen, like, 4 episodes, and every single episode is fighting.
Those are the episodes you've seen, but there's so much more.
But how is it that I'm just chiming into the fighting episodes, and I've only seen 4 out of hundreds?
I mean, when did you happen to watch them? Did somebody, like, show you the shows? Because, first of all,
they're not always fighting?
Not all the time. Wow. First of all, Real Housewives of Atlanta moves black culture. They help to move black culture. Yes, they absolutely do.
How?
A lot of these sayings that we live by on a day-to-day basis come from Housewives of Atlanta.
Sayings move black culture?
No, but it's a part of our culture. And it's a moving on a daily basis. Yes.
Babe, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, that's fine. You can have that. You can have that opinion, but I feel like they set black culture back because the platform they're on,
yeah,
the money that they make, mm-hmm, and the potential that they can reach, mm-hmm, I don't think that they're hitting that because they're too busy wanting to be the evil bitch. They're too busy wanting to be the girl with the slogan, the one who can read, the one who can this and that. Y'all bitches is whack. I'm sorry.
I don't think they're busy doing that. I think they naturally are those girls who come up with these sayings. I don't think they're trying at all.
Sayings? Anyone can come up with. You know, I got my pass my coin.
Yeah.
You know, but come on. Like, I can make that all day. But I could also fucking rebuild schools and
that's
hospitals
what I'm saying.
And shit
if
like
you
that.
Watch the show, you'll see some of the things they're doing. Like, a lot of these girls are in the community giving back and working towards it. Like, Phaedra, when she was on the show.
So why can't they show that instead of the fighting?
They show both because at the end of the day, people aren't going to tune in and watch unless they show both.
Absolutely.
Period.
No,
they're not. You have to take into consideration the network they're on is a high class network. They're the highest paid on that platform. And not only that, but they're showing black people in a different light. They're showing black people who have money a different tax bracket, and they're showing that, yes, black people can do this.
And that they fight all the time.
But the white girls fight as well.
I don't care about the white people.
True. But what I'm saying is they still help to move the culture. And when you watch episodes...
I just think that you're gay and gay people like that catty bullshit.
I think gay people love
rah. Y'all like catty. Y'all like rah-rah. They're like, I read that bitch. Yo, yeah, I read that bitch too. Like, oh, please.
I think gay people love Real Housewives of Atlanta, yes. But I don't think it's just about Reese. I think it's the whole culture and phenomenon of the show. Like, I think the show itself just represents so much. And that's why people love it. It's not only gays who love it. Women love the show.
I understand that.
I'm just saying.
But I think that the gays like it because of the cattiness in it.
But did you see some episodes, though, right?
Yes.
Did you laugh at those episodes?
I think I laughed at the last one that I saw with you the other day, which was the reunion show.
Well, she saw.
The reunion show was hilarious. But even while I was watching and laughing, I was still like... There's certain things when you reach a certain age you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
The last time I had a fight... I was in junior high school, the last day of school. That was the last time I had a fight, okay? So I gotta have a coin and be like, I'm just envisioning myself over the age of 40 fighting a bitch and I got a coin? That's not gonna happen. Because I'm gonna look at you and go, girl, bye.
But also every day in life, I feel like people aren't put into situations where you're gonna fight. Like, they put these girls together and they kind of like...
It still doesn't matter. Listen, I've been in environments and I've been in places where I could have fought and I'm just like, it's just not gonna happen. It's just not gonna happen. I feel like they understand what the people want and they're giving people what they want. That's what I feel.
Could be true, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. That's my favorite show in the whole wide world.
Also, I feel like some of these people, you see, like, for example, me. If I go on a show, I'm not going to fight a bitch. Because I got so much going on that's interesting that I don't have to get into cattiness to have a storyline. I am the storyline. I'm the whole show in real life.
I mean, you will be a different type of entertainment, though. Bitches is not going to come on a show like that and do what you do. Period. It's just not happening. But I want to go back. I want to go to a couple of things. So remember?
So yeah. So back to her candy line. So she did a commercial with the candy dicks. Mm-hmm. Even that little thing was tacky. It was whack. Mm-hmm. It was long. I was cringing the whole time. It just wasn't hitting. Like,
what would you have done if it was your commercial?
Oh my God.
What would you have done if it was your
First of all, if it was, listen, let me tell you something. My shit different. I'm about to do some virtual reality.
Ooh.
I'm about to do some virtual reality.
Don't tell the people.
No. I'm going to tell the people. With my sex toy, you're going to be able to take my sex toy, okay? Buy the virtual reality kit, which includes glasses. Put the glasses on. It's going to be like you're fucking me as you play with the toy. That's the type of shit I'm on. I'm not on no, bitch, what are you doing? That shit is whack. I'm sorry. I appreciate everybody's hustle because everybody's not going to hustle the same way. I love to see my black women getting money. I love it. But that housewife shit is fucking whack. And I feel like it's white people exploiting black people on a different fucking level. And I don't think that they should do it. And I don't think you need to do that because we have our timer right here, I think.
I'm sorry that you feel that way. You do have a valid point. But... enough of this negative talk. I want to talk about some of the girls on the show because, you know, you remind me of? You remind me of Marlo. Do you remember which one Marlo is?
The one who seemed like she dick ride a Nene?
Yeah, her. You remind me of Marlo because Marlo only fucks with, like, billionaires or dudes with, like, a lot of money. And you and her could probably be like best friends. I feel like y'all the same type of girl.
Yeah, I seen her in person. I saw her not too long ago when I went to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. She didn't look like she looked on the show, though.
She looked like she what?
She didn't look like she looked on the show.
How she looked?
Aged.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like bad, but I mean, she's an older woman. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she just didn't look like... Not that I feel like she... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Marlo. I like her. I like her sass. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that she sucks on Nene like Nene's the god, because she really isn't. But I like her pizzazz. I like the fact that she fucks with multiple guys, because any bitch fucking with one nigga is bored.com. But yeah.
So if that's the case, Nene, you think Nene's fucking with one nigga?
I don't think anybody's fucking Nene. Unless she's paying for dick.
Why do you? Because Nene has her husband Greg.
Yeah, but his Greg dick don't work. Stop. You don't gotta know Greg to know that dick don't work.
How you know his dick don't work?
Because I know it don't work.
His dick work. I don't know if his
that dick don't work.
Nene fucking somebody. She fucking Nene is fucking somebody. No. She's a hot girl. No. She be on the show with her lingerie and shit. She fucking.
That's because she's selling it. Don't she have a line and all that? Nene's not getting fucked. I'm sorry. Nobody's fucking that.
I mean,
ain't nobody fucking that.
I mean, Nene does look better than she looked when she first came on the show.
You know what? I feel like Nene is the Megan Stallion of the game. Mm-hmm. I feel like Nene has everything it takes to be on top. She just, and when I say on top, financially she's on top. Yes. She's on top of all those girls. Yes. She is the top of the food chain when it comes to them. But her look.
Yeah.
The stylist, the same way I look at Nene when I watch the show, the times that I've watched it, is the same way I look at Megan Stallion when she's in a video with Nicki Minaj or when Megan's in a video with Cardi B. I just cringe, like,
because she could be looking better.
Yeah, like, they looking like a 10 and you looking like a 4. Like, come on, catch up. And it's not like you can't catch up, you got a coin.
But Megan look good in that body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. You seen that?
Who else is in that video?
I think Taraji P. Henson. Who
Taraji is not stop. Who else?
Black China's in it.
For a second, who else? I'm talking about an artist. When,
oh, that was just her by herself.
When Megan is on the stage with another artist, she is not a 10. When she's by herself, she can be a 6.5, 0.8. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that how you really feel? Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. I mean, I have faith in Megan, but she just keep letting me down, and I'm just over it. Like, Megan, get it together. But we're not talking about Megan right now. That's a whole other
thing. No, while we're talking about Nene, I do want to talk about something. So, I don't know if you know or not, Nene has something called the Read Session that she's coming out with, right? Mm-hmm. So her goal is it's a show where she wants to hire 4 to 5 black gay guys to sit with her and read people or whatever, right? But with Nene kind of sees gay people as kind of like a gimmick or like a prop, like something that you wear. Literally.
A cash cow.
Yeah, so like, if I audition for the show, Nene would never choose me a day in her life for that shit because I'm way too quote unquote masculine for Nene. Nene wants a full
queen.
She wants a queen. And the problem with that is like, bitch, that's not life. Like, that's not how everybody is. You just want to sit there, make everybody laugh at these niggas and let them laugh at these people and go home. Like, it makes no sense. You know what I mean? So Nene, for me, Nene just changed. It's like everything was natural with her. Like the way she like, jokes and her reads and stuff was natural.
Not the wigs.
Now, Nene herself is like a whole full blown gimmick. Like, I love Nene because
like her face is brown and her body is a whole different.
Ain't that what Kenya said it
does? Yo, let me tell you something. I ain't gonna lie. On that show, the only person I appreciate, and I know you have your order of operations, but ain't nobody worried about you and what you got going on. But Kenya gives me life.
Kenya is the best.
When they showed all of the people on the show and they got to Kenya, all I heard was
hallelujah.
Wait, are we gonna go by each person? Because I'm ready to give.
Yeah, so we can talk about Kenya, but I just want to say this.
Okay, Kenya, wait, hold on. Kenya gives me life. Kenya's makeup team, her glam squad, they're on. Her hair is on, outfit on deck. And she got this fake bougie shit that I like. I like it a lot.
Kenya's everything.
And when she read her...
For filth.
You see, I need to learn some things. Because when I'm ready to get on a bitch, I get rowdy. I'm ready to... Rah, 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 rah. And sometimes you just got to do things with a little suave and then leave a bitch in her corner like...
Yo, Kenya, first of all, Kenya is the show for me. I'm sorry.
Nah, Nene's definitely the show.
Not anymore.
Nah, Nene's definitely the show.
But let me tell you why I'm saying Kenya's the show for a reason. When Kenya hopped on the scene season 5, ratings went like this. Kenya left season 11, ratings went like this. Kenya came back season 12, ratings went like this. You know why? Because...
You are sucking Real House.
Kenya brings the drama. She brings the life. She brings the reach. She brings everything. Kenya is the show. And that's on period. Poo.
Talking about periods.
Ew.
Mine is coming soon, but we'll talk about that later.
Ew. Oh my God, your period's coming soon. So does that mean your thing didn't work?
Can you not? We're not talking about this. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're very disrespectful.
How about disrespectful?
You was a real lady.
She talked about it on the last show.
You was a real lady. Stick to the fucking program.
Could you not scream at me in front of the people?
No. Because you pissing me off.
I don't like that.
You getting me real mad.
It hurts if... Oh, and now you want to look at yourself.
Wait, can we get into this hair real quick?
We spoke about your hair.
No, we didn't get into it though.
Okay, let's get into it. I'm gonna have some more sour.
First of all, can we get into my hair real quick? Yeah, this is my natural flow. I'm not gonna tell you guys too much, but I just wanna. Okay, we can get back to the show now. All right, what are we saying now?
I forgot because.
Who are we talking about now?
We're talking about Cynthia. Thank what do you think about Cynthia?
Oh my God, Cynthia is dry, honey. Her hair look dry. Those wigs, honey. Cynthia, those wigs. Oh my God. Who's making it? Somebody in Mississippi, Alabama?
You keep talking about my ladies and I don't like that.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Cynthia looks like she needs to swallow a bottle of baby oil. Just like.
What do you think? You think she's still having sex? No, I know she's having sex.
No, she's definitely having sex.
Do you think her sex is like on and popping or do you think it's just
missionary.
Like.
Period.
Missionary?
Yeah, she's not doing nothing.
Wait, we didn't say Kenny's. What do you think Kenny's sex life is like?
Kenya is a type of bitch. When you fuck her the first two times, the shit is lit. Yeah. Oh, it's lit. Because she want to bring you all the way in. Sex time number three is off. Because she's an actress. Oh. They going to fuck you good two times. After that, go sit the fuck down. Maybe on your birthday, you get another epic... Another Oscar award winning performance, but other than that, please, girl.
You know, they said her husband actually owns Soko, mm-hmm. the restaurant, and they said that he was like cheating with some woman out here because she's in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But
of course, ladies who want to have these long distance relationships, yeah, your niggas fucking. I'm sorry. Ladies who are having these long distance relationships, your man is having sex with someone else. Absolutely. You think you on the phone with him talking at 11? Yeah, he fucked the lady at 9.
That, so sidebar, we're going to get into this.
Oh, you think you're talking to him at 1 a.m.? Yeah, the next bitch is coming at 3 a.m.
That's so true. You ever fuck somebody at like 9 o'clock and an hour later you on the phone with the next nigga? Like,
how about I'll be in the bed with the guy and he's on the phone with his girl? Ooh. And I'm like this.
That's crazy.
I'm like, take it out. He like stop and I'm like, dude, yeah, like.
So you like that?
These people with these long distance relationships, you're fooling yourself. You're fooling ladies. He's fucking.
Period. I mean,
stupid.
Unless you're a sexual being like Candy and you giving it up the way Candy do, then obviously your man gonna cheat.
I need you to sit back and get out of my thing.
And obviously your man gonna cheat.
So you think Candy's guy's not cheating? Because she talk about sex and she got a dungeon?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like she's willing to do. She's willing to do a lot.
Oh, sorry. That was not supposed to happen. Sorry.
Candy is willing to do a lot to please her man. So listen to me.
I'm the sex goddess. I'm the sex queen. My husband is gonna cheat on me. Ooh. First of all, he's gonna be busy and he's gonna have a coin. And when guys are traveling, shit happens. Even when they're not traveling, shit happens. So if you think because this bitch got a sex slide, because this bitch got a dungeon, because this bitch eat pussy, that she not going to get cheated on? Honey, you ain't had no sex.
We're not going to get into this because we have a whole podcast that we're going to talk about this for. Matter of fact, the next episode, let's talk about cheating. For real.
Yeah, we need to talk about cheating.
Let's talk about cheating for real. Because I want to get into it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot that we can say when it comes to that.
Absolutely.
Portia. Because I think Portia's one of the baddest bitches.
You know what?
On that show.
I had faith in Portia.
Uh-huh.
I saw an episode and I was like, oh, this girl's going to be a thing. And then when I saw the reunion show, I was like, Portia looks like she's sucking. Wait, who did I say she's sucking? Portia looked like she's sucking Nene.
Portia? Portia is big enough, and again, this is me coming from, I'm the actual fan of the show. Portia can stand on her own now. Like, Portia has probably a bigger fan base than Nene at this point in time.
Yeah, but I feel like she's still not. I feel like she's like still trying to be number two to Nene. Girl, stand on your own 2 feet.
And she doesn't have to be.
So why?
I don't. You know what's so funny? Guess which girl told her that? Like you don't need Nene. You can stand on your own, but you too afraid. Kenny is the one who told her that.
Yeah,
of course.
You have presence. You are pretty. You can read. But you are just making yourself secondary, and it's not cute. I don't like it. You know me. I'm a strong bitch, so I get energy and I feed off a bitch that's like, "What's up?" And I can see a number two faster than I can see a number one.
Yeah.
And she's definitely trying to be number two to that. I don't even understand why. I feel like she might feel inferior, maybe because Nene has more money, Nene has more fame, and she feel like Nene can like maybe put her through doors. But girl, you don't need Nene's doors. Open your own doors. Take the wall down. Take a hatchet and knock that shit the fuck down.
No, she really like doesn't.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying. Yeah.
So I was going to ask you something else, but before I do that, do you remember Phaedra? She's not on the show no more, but do you remember Phaedra?
Yeah.
What do you think about her? I think her body shape weird.
I like when old bitches think they're young. I ain't gonna lie.
And she's one of them.
Because they're willing to do things that most people don't. They have this kind of like something inside of them. Yeah. Because they're trying to prove themselves so much. And I feel like that's what I remember about Phaedra. Yeah.
Phaedra is.
But I still feel like Phaedra got like. As far as the person is concerned, mm-hmm. I still will put Phaedra before, what's the other girl's name with the sex line?
Candy.
Yeah. I think I would appreciate Phaedra with the sex line more than Candy.
Well, the thing is, Phaedra gives you, like, church girl by day and, like, slut by night.
Exactly. No. Exactly. So if she was selling me a sex toy, I'd be like, all right. Because this bitch, you can tell this bitch is a little freak. But Candy just looked like she should be making pancakes every morning, like. Go do something.
Oh my God. Do you know what? So this is what I wanted to talk about. We were driving the other day and you told me how you.
I wasn't sleeping?
No. Oh, surprisingly, wow. Sidebar. She gets in a car. It can be 5 a.m., 3 p.m., 1 p.m., 8 p.m., 10 a.m. She's falling asleep. Like. On site. It's crazy. So if she's actually up in a car, it's probably because she's doing her makeup.
Period. I'm narcoleptic. I be sleepy.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I thought that you was just a sleepy bitch.
No.
I thought the bitches be sleeping on you, so you decided to sleep on yourself. That was corny.
He is not ever going to be a rapper.
That was actually supposed to be like a comedic joke. No. I'm just saying. Okay, so you were telling me that you have like an addiction, well, maybe addiction is not the right word, to watching gay porn.
Oh, wow.
And I really would love you to explain to the people why.
So I was talking to my friends about this the other day and I went to Atlanta. Like my friends, they're like really good people. They're nothing like me. And they're like, they play board games at night. Like a family. They're like a real family. Uh-huh. And they always have like family guests over. You know, that's the Atlanta thing to do. Mm-hmm. Hey girl. Hey Sandra, come over. All right. Hey. Yeah. No. Dinner will be ready at 8. All right. Hey girl. I'm gonna invite nobody over. Nobody's coming to eat my food. Fuck out of here. Anyway, so the friends are over. We're sitting there talking. And of course, they never talk about anything that I'm usually talking about because they're nice people. So then something came up and I was like, yeah, I watch gay porn. Everybody looked at me like, it was so funny. And they were like, and I was like, yeah. And the husband was like, why do you think you like it? And I was like, because I love dick. And the fact that I love dick I feel like it prompts me to want to see dick and just want to see dick being worshipped and lots of dicks. So if I could see 4 dicks on the screen rather than a dick and 2 pussies, yeah, I'm going for the dick. And I love the way men suck dick. My mouth is watering. You see what happens?
Well, niggas, men suck dick better than females do.
Not better than me.
Well, you're the exception.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm agreeing with you is because Fendi called in, and when he called in, he literally just like said it without us even talking about it. So I can put you in the bracket with dudes, but in general, dudes suck dick better than females do.
And more passionate.
And what I can say is, it's actually not, to me, it's not weird that you watch gay porn, because a lot of straight men sit there and watch a bunch of bitches fucking all day.
Listen,
and it's nothing.
I can't watch no bitch eat no pussy.
Why not? Me either.
Oh no, it just
don't. Why you can't?
First of all women aren't groomed the right way. Some women's area be having like razor bumps. Plus, I know what goes in and out of pussies. I know what happens to pussies. I know what pussies smell like, look like. Oh, I don't want no parts of no pussy.
Ooh. Some people probably have like an ugly pussy fetish. That's a thing.
How about I know a guy who only wants to fuck with ugly bitches? How he gonna call me and say, Simba, what country has the ugliest bitches? I was like, whoa, that's a question.
What country is it?
I was like, Jamaica.
I know you're Jamaican, but
he was like, what country has the ugliest bitches? And I was like, let me go in my Rolodex. I was like, yeah, Jamaica. And he was like, let's go there. I want to fuck the ugliest bitches.
I was like,
this guy is crazy. And he got a super coin. I'm about to see him in Dubai this week. But he has a fetish for ugly girls.
Jamaicans women.
Oh, you're
are
mad
not,
at that.
Too. I'm not because my father's side is Jamaican and who cares? But secondly is like,
They just have
hard faces, yeah, and they're just always angry, like all the time.
And they always have like angry, colorful hair, so it's just a combination. Their foot be long. Yo, Jamaica got the longest feet.
Hard face.
Yo.
Hard face, long foot.
Makeup be a whole different color, like girls, like, but nice. Yo, you go to Jamaica. Listen, when I was in Jamaica, I swear.
They love me.
That's funny. I'm like, who, me? I'm like, every street I went on, it was like, Cork Bullership. Best thing.
Them love it.
Curve Queen. I'm like, oh my God, I love Jamaica. I'm coming back. I really love this place. But so he wants to go to Jamaica.
And are you going to go?
Absolutely.
Are you going to fuck the ugliest bitch with him?
Listen, when I'm with him, I got to wear no makeup. What's up?
So you try to be
dragon.
So you think.
So I want to blend in. Absolutely.
So you ugly, but you try to be at your ugliest. Is what you're saying?
No.
She looked at the camera.
That's what the fuck you with.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Check out my OnlyFans. Bare face. Pussy wet. What's up? Don't play with
Who
me.
Who pussy wet?
WAP.
Where? Where? Oh, okay. Wet ass panties.
You better ask about me.
Ask who?
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to ask nobody because my niggas don't do bum shit. So then you would never see them. Period.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Next.
Atlanta. Can I talk about them one more time?
All right, finish up. You with these Atlanta bitches.
The new season is coming out. Aren't you excited for me?
No.
Why not?
He's addicted to the show. No, I think like, it's really, really wild.
It's like a little bit of an
it's
addiction.
Like, I mean, I don't watch television because I got way other better things to do in my life and my time. But he's addicted to the show. So we're really only doing this segment because of him, FYI. Because if it was up to me, we would not be talking about these bitches at all. Even though Kenya gives me life.
She hurt my feelings, but she loves Kenya. So I'm kind of like, okay.
Because I'm ready to talk about some dick, and none of these bitches ain't getting no good dick, so the fuck?
How you know they're not getting no good dick?
If they was getting good dick, they wouldn't be fighting so much.
Not everybody fights.
Honey, when I ain't getting no dick, I'm ready to slap every bitch on sight.
Let's talk about it.
When I'm getting some dick, though, my mouth is watering.
So what's your longest period of no dick? Please let me know.
Well, COVID started with no dick, and then I got a dick for COVID. I got some COVID dick.
And how has the COVID dick been?
It's juicy. It does what it do. And then I had some dick in London.
Mm. Oh, did we?
We're not talking about.
I don't know if we did a recap on your London trip. We did.
London was good. It was locked out. I stayed in the house and fucked the whole time. Finish.
Okay, I just wanted to let the. I'm here for the people.
No, he plays too much.
The people want to know.
Listen, Get out my shot. First of all, he understands that London is a very touchy situation and we're not talking about it. But he just wants to go there because he is a bati fish.
This is exactly why the gays don't like you.
Oh, they don't like bati fish either?
No, oh I don't think so. God. I don't know. They probably don't know what bati fish is.
Can we have a show talking about the things that the gays don't like? Because, oh my God, I feel like every day I have to add something to the list. The gays don't like this.
Whoa.
The gays don't like this. The gays don't like this.
We will.
But the gays be doing the most.
But we need okay, a better it. Gay in addition to me because, you know, I'm not with the rules. You know, I be with, like, in real life, like, I say whatever. So I can't teach you the rules of what they like and what
no,
they don't like.
I mean, no. Next, not next show, but very eventually, soon, we got to get some gays in here that's not like this one because he is a straight gay, curve, fluid, here, there, everywhere. We need some real gay people. Teach me. Because guess what? I want to know. I don't want to offend people.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, y'all got too pronoun, whole noun, this sound, he come sound. It's too much.
He him daddy.
The fuck? Who's supposed to remember this?
Call me daddy. That's all you got to do every day.
I can't say this word. I can't say that word. My fucking head hurt. The gays. But I love the gays, though. They give me life. You go to Atlanta? Oh, my God. I went to the mall. Okay, ladies, if you ever need a self-esteem boost, go to Atlanta and go to the mall. I was walking through that mall. Every gay guy was like, it's the boots for me, sis. It's the body yaddy for me, sis. It's the hair for me, sis. It's the makeup for me, sis. I'm like, wait. The only thing you guys didn't mention is my hands. I know my hands are ugly. It's all right.
They absolutely
but are. But when these fingers are in your man's butthole, he's not caring. And just worry about the money that's counting. Just worry about the money that goes through these fucking ugly ass hands.
Whoa.
Ladies, who's on my shit. When I'm jerking off your man while sticking the finger in his ass, nobody cares about the hands.
And with that being said, what do you think about the siren? Shout out to our sponsor.
Clearly, I was Seymour's. Fucking enjoying it. Thank you. Oh. Wait, no, you put your mouth on it and you know mm-hmm. what he be doing. The most.
All up on
he said something today that
all
was so nasty. What did you
all
say?
All up on yours. Huh?
What did you say today?
I don't want to tell him.
Yeah, don't.
I'm telling him what
it,
I said
it was really bad.
What I said was,
I need you to get out of my shot. Thank you.
I'm not in your shot.
Yes, you are.
What I said was, I nutting that shit, right? Then I eat that shit up.
Forget it.
Spit on it.
Forget it. He forgot it.
And
anyway, is there anything else we need to talk about with this? Because I'm tired of these real highs. I don't want to talk about these bitches no more.
No, what we have to talk about is the sour was amazing.
It really is good.
And you guys should honestly check it out for real, for real. So I'm going to tell you guys.
I'm getting my minerals.
I'm going to tell you guys the Instagram one pussy. More time before we head out. Wait, what's that Instagram? The Instagram again is black_kung_fu_panda. So check it out. But thank you guys for listening to us today. Again, it's Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul where we chop it up.
And we're not doing no more housewife shows.
We're always going to talk about housewives because they mean the world to me. So check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and of course YouTube. Like, subscribe, and comment. Comment on her.
I hate when I'm not talking about dick.
Shout out to you guys. Have a nice day. Hit us up. Write us. All that good stuff.
Period. Bye, boys.
Bye.